Yes.
Michelangelo Rucci, my good friend and colleague, earlier today caught up with Andrew Daniels.
Andrew, thanks for joining us. This is another big day in the story of Adelaide Oval. Big news on how we will get into Adelaide Oval from November 23. So what are the new rules at Adelaide Oval?
Well, Rucci, we've had to really look very closely at the recent government announcement on Monday of the new test, trace, quarantine model and isolate model that they put in place. We know that the borders open on next Tuesday, the 23rd, so we've taken the decision that from next Tuesday, from the 23rd, Adelaide Oval is requiring all patrons who enter the Oval for any reason, whether it be a roof climb or a tour or a dinner or a party or, of course, for a game of cricket, for the Test match or Big Bash, all people entering the Adelaide Oval must be fully vaccinated. They will be required to show proof of vaccination or alternatively a medical exemption and if they have one, but then also they would need to provide a clear PCR test within 72 hours. We will be enforcing this quite strictly, given that this is a major health and safety issue for our staff, for our patrons. We want to make sure we are very clearly presenting the Adelaide Oval as a very COVID-safe location for people. We want them to be clear they can come enjoy themselves here, but they, you know, in the safest environment that we can create. So, if somebody tries to game the system by photoshopping a COVID certificate or somehow avoiding our security, then they'll be removed and they will face a 3-year ban from the Adelaide Oval. So we're going to be very strict, but we want to be very, very clear right up front, which is why we're coming out now, one set of rules for the entire Oval from next Tuesday onwards.
So, Andrew, it was pretty simple one time. You just have to bring your sunglasses and a floppy hat to the cricket. Now, okay, we get to the gate, we show our COVID pass, we show our ticket, we get in. What are the conditions once we're inside Adelaide Oval? Because we've seen what it was like during the football season, that there were certain rules and so forth, masks, etc. So what happens once we are inside Adelaide Oval? What are the conditions upon us there?
Well, you're quite right, Richie. Conditions will remain. The rules that we had for football will be maintained so that masks are a requirement other than when you are eating and drinking. So as you enter, move around, or when you're in your seat watching a game. But if you're having your beer and hot chips or whatever, then clearly masks are not required at that time. We also need to make sure that we still continue to maximise social distancing and do all the QR coding and so forth. One of the benefits that we have got from SA Health is an increase in numbers for major events. So for the Test match, 35,000 is the capacity. Back with the AFL here a couple of months ago, we were capped at 26,500. So that has now been formally increased to 35,000. And what we are hoping that with this regime in place, with the with the mandated vaccination policy for all patrons and all staff, it actually fits in with what Cricket Australia are doing and the AFL, what they are doing. So with that and with the vaccination rates continuing to grow, we really hope that particularly once we hit that magical 90% mark, which I know has now been hit in Victoria, we will then see more relaxation of the rules. But we've had to take this step because nobody quite knows what's going to happen after the 23rd.
So was that the reason, Andrew, the 90% difference between Adelaide and Melbourne, that the MCG gets 100% capacity for a Test match and for future events, whereas it's 70% at Adelaide Oval?
That's correct. We're currently, what are we now, about 75 or 76% in South Australia. Hopefully we'll hit 80s next week. Because Victoria are at 90%, their government, their health people have said, right, at that level, we can now do this next relaxation. And certainly from what I've read and what I've heard, the South Australian Health Department is looking at the same thing. Once we get over 90%, then the risks are really sort of well understood and controlled. I know that there is a concern about what's going to happen to the health system here. Will it be able to cope as the borders open?
Yep.
As the next, Victoria already know what's happening there, ditto New South Wales. For us, it'll be brand new. So once we get that data as well, I'm sure that we are working towards, you know, when I look to next year's AFL season, I would certainly hope we're up above 35,000 for that.
There's always the question of exemptions with any new rules. How will exemptions apply at Adelaide Oval?
So the only exemption is a medical exemption, a true, genuine medical certificate saying that for whatever reason the individual cannot be vaccinated, in which case they then have to present a PCR, a clean PCR test. We cannot take the risk of somebody, you know, COVID positive coming into the Adelaide Oval. So, and of course, under 12s as well, because that's the legal age group that you know, can't get, not, I don't think vaccinations are available yet for the under 12s, but all the numbers that health are using is 12 and over. So the only exceptions are under 12s or those with a valid medical exemption certificate. So that will actually be very, very few.
So, Andrew, you say in your statement earlier today, we understand that not everyone will be happy with this decision of these rules that are Adelaide Oval. But
yep.
Can you explain to those who will be questioning why we've had to go down this path as to why this policy is enforced from November 23?
Yes, there's a number of reasons. Firstly, it is absolutely paramount for us to present a safe a safe place for people to come and enjoy themselves. And COVID is such a nasty disease, and we know that it's coming in from the 23rd, that we have to take the steps of ensuring that people, when they come into the Adelaide Oval, know that they're going to be in a very COVID-safe environment. We also look at the overall numbers, and the numbers of people who are not yet vaccinated is decreasing every day. And so we've got this vast majority now, you know, heading up towards 80% who've done the right thing, have gone and got the jab, and a decreasing pool of those that aren't. Now, I do respect that it's still their choice, but because we have to be very clear with what our rules are here, we're dealing with very large numbers of people, and we need to minimise the risk of an outbreak here at the Adelaide Oval. We know that tourists will come here because of the nature of what we do here, and so they will be coming from Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, which is great, but therefore there is the risk that they'll bring COVID with them. So one set of rules, it will annoy some people. I've got some very interesting social media feedback already, as you would probably anticipate.
Not surprised.
But it's just best just to do one set of rules, and we enforce that, and people know what the situation is. If they don't want to get vaccinated, that's their choice. They can watch the test match on TV.
I don't envy you or anyone at the SAC or even the SANFL or the two AFL clubs trying to do budgets while COVID's been around, but these restrictions on crowd capacity, what are they doing to your bottom line?
Oh, it hurts. It really, really hurts. I mean, as you know, we still are responsible for maintaining this amazing facility here, and we're doing that. So, you know, it's been, the last couple of years have been really, really tough. And we are looking ahead financially into 2022, still being really tough. I think what we need to see is obviously capacity crowds, because, you know, that's where everybody, the clubs, cricket, everybody, you know, can start to really sort of make some money and claw back these losses. And also we need to see major events coming in again, mate. We need to see soccer clubs touring, and we need to see the big concerts coming back. But I think that'll be towards the second half of next year.
Okay. On a personal note, Andrew, you're leaving at the end of the May. Why did you decide time's up?
Oh, it was a really tough decision, Richie. Obviously, I love this place. I've given it my all for the last nearly 10 years. But I thought in May, great opportunity. At 10 years, it'll be 10-year anniversary, which is a long time. Hopefully, we're through COVID. Time for, you know, fresh ideas, fresh blood. But it's such an amazing place, and there's so many more activities and great events that can come into the Adelaide Oval. I can't wait to see what it does for the next 10 years.
If you were to be US presidential style and leave a note for your successor on your desk as you leave, what would you say?
Be resilient.
Is that the biggest lesson
from
it?
That's what sprang to mind. Look, I think never lose sight of how wonderful this place is. And I actually say that very seriously. Sometimes when you do get so involved in, you know, in serious, you know, whether it be politics or serious issues, even COVID, there's nothing like getting out of my office and doing a lap around the Oval. And that's when you remember why you're here. So it is an amazing place. It does so much for Adelaide and South Australia. We've got to keep it being the best stadium in the world.
Is there a what next for Andrew Daniels, or are you going to be joining us in the crowds there at Adelaide Oval next year?
I can't wait to actually just be able to come along, watch a game of footy and just enjoy it and not be worried about where security are. Someone talking to me about the price of beers or anything else. I'll just be able to sit there and cheer like everybody else. I can't wait.
Okay, let's repeat this, Andrew. From Tuesday of next week, November 23, if you want to come into Adelaide Oval, you will need to be?
You will need to be fully vaccinated. You will need to have had both shots, and you will need to show your COVID vaccination certificate on entry, or we will not be letting you into the Adelaide Oval.
Okay, thank you, Andrew, and good luck with it all over the summer.
Thanks, Ruchi. Appreciate that.
There you go. Not like a corn, he just calls you a Ruchi.
Well, we get text messages calling me Ruchi.
Yes, I know. The Ruchi, we've got a few coming through, as we thought we would. This is a hot potato, this
one.
Oh,
dear.
It's the way of the world. We don't make the rules. We are both vaccinated. We're not going to tell people why.